I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Love it or fade it.
Well, with the Bucks and Packers both losing, the Chiefs, after beating the Bills, are as much of a lock to win the Super Bowl as you will ever find. Chiefs plus 120, Rams 2-1, 49ers plus 450, and Bengals at 8-1. Jenks, love it or fade it?
Fade it. Talk about an overreaction. Yes, the Chiefs played the game of the year against the Bills. They were awesome. Maybe we watched the Super Bowl. But let's not act like the Chiefs are unbeatable. They haven't blown through this season without being challenged. Yes, they're playing great football last night. What have we been talking about all show? All show. Neither defense could get a stop. The Bills couldn't stop the Chiefs. Chiefs couldn't stop the Bills. So would it stun you that, let's say, the Rams make the Super Bowl and they pressure Patrick Mahomes and they get some defensive stops, but the Chiefs can't stop L.A.? The Chiefs may be the favorite, and they are the favorites right now. That's fine. But I'm not just going to hand this over to the Chiefs because they won an incredible football game. They couldn't stop the Bills. That's why we've been arguing about whether we need to change the overtime rules, because it wasn't fair that Josh Allen didn't get a chance to answer. Defense matters. It matters in a big way. It's the reason why the Rams harassed Tom Brady and won yesterday. A big part of the reason why. So, no, I'm fading this.
I'm definitely not taking the Chiefs at plus 120 to win the Super Bowl, just strictly from a value standpoint. This is, what, a parlay of two games, because they have to win the AFC Championship and then they have to win the Super Bowl at plus 120? Like, that's terrible odds. Like, in the futures market, you're always looking for value. This ain't it. And think about the NFL this year. I feel like there's been more parity in the NFL this year than most years that we've seen in recent history. So from that standpoint alone, I feel like it's almost anybody's game. Like, I'm not ready to come on here and say that the Bengals are probably going to win the Super Bowl just because those massive O-line issues that we saw against the Titans. But still, from a value standpoint, absolutely not. Plus 120, terrible odds. Maybe they do win the Super Bowl, but I'm not willing to bite on plus 120 for them to win two games in a row in an NFL that had a ton of parity this season.
I would do it. I'll tell you straight, I think they should be minus money favorites to win the Super Bowl. I think we watched the de facto Super Bowl yesterday night. I've been saying that since before the game started. I thought whoever won that game was going to eventually go on to win the Super Bowl. I think the Chiefs should be fetching minus money in the Super Bowl market. So I would play it at plus 120. They're going to probably be, I mean, they are a very heavy favorite against the Bengals. I imagine they would be a heavy favorite in the Super Bowl as well. I would be willing to lay to bet plus 120. Like, it just shouldn't be plus money to me.
Well, it should. That's a whole point, right? Like, it shouldn't be plus money. If they really are this heavy favorite that we're implying they are as part of this segment, why wouldn't they be minus money? To me, that tells me the Vegas isn't nearly as confident on the Chiefs as maybe the public is. I'm not saying the Chiefs couldn't win this thing. They absolutely could. They're the favorites for a reason. But they're not minus money. Which,
no, I know.
And we know how, so I'm just saying, it to me, it speaks to what the odds makers are saying, what Vegas is saying, which is more accurate, void of emotion type of barometer, as opposed to seeing what the Chiefs did to the Bills and losing our minds.
Hey, I could be wrong. And maybe the Rams go out and beat them in a Super Bowl and Matthew Stafford gets his first trophy and reverses his legacy entirely. And that's an awesome story. And, you know, maybe I make a bad bet, but I feel like I have value on it at plus 120. So I would make the bet. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. Whatever. The Rams are trying to limit ticket sales to 49ers fans this weekend. Ticketmaster will restrict sales based on zip code to the Los Angeles area. So probably nobody will show up. The Rams plan to reclaim home field advantage. Jenks, love it or fade it?
I fade it. This is a weak-ass move. This is really weak. You want to support your team? Buy the tickets, dude. Support your team. And this isn't going to work. You know how lackadaisical and laid back California fans are, if you're a Niners fan and you want Rams tickets, all you got to do is text or call a buddy in the LA area and say, hey, get me some tickets. I'll Venmo you right now. This is so stupid. It makes the Rams look bad. If you want to have home field advantage, have your team and your team's fans show up. That's how you have a home field advantage. It's not restricting sales. That's against the spirit of the game. And you know what? In fact, like you said, Shay, you'll probably have Rams fans if this actually worked, which I don't think it would be, and then you have a ton of empty seats. Or maybe you have a bunch of bandwagon fans show up. This is such a weak maneuver. You're in the NFC Championship game. You're one game away from the Super Bowl, and you have to restrict sales. That's how weak your fan base is, and you have a brand-new state-of-the-art stadium. This is what you have to do to get butts in the seats. Oh, my God. I'm fading this all day. What a stupid and embarrassing thing to have to do.
I'm going to love it, because if there is any advantage that you can give your team, why would you not try it? The last time these two teams played, Matt Stafford had to go to a silent count, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. And we have seen how big this Niners fan base is and how well they travel. And obviously, it's not a long trip. But I still don't think it's a home field advantage. Like, I think that the Rams should do everything in their power to try to give their team an advantage. But at the same point, like, think of the Rams fans. And maybe this is an unfair stereotype, but we saw a lot of fans their last game. And I feel like most of them are fair weather fans. Is that unfair of me to say? Like, I feel like we're just going to see Kawhi Leonard in the stands, just like barely clapping, going, oh, Cooper Kupp, 100 yards receiving. Wow. Just because that's how Kawhi Leonard just reacts to everything. But still, like, I'm not going to say that they have a home field advantage. And plus, home field advantage hasn't seemed to mean much in the NFL this postseason. So I don't think it matters, but I do think it's not out of line to try to do this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
I mean, I guess it's not out of line. I do think it's like indicative of what a failure this move was from a fan base perspective, because I don't really think they're doing this to gain an advantage. I think they're doing this because they know that if ticket sales are open, 49ers fans are going to fill their stadium, because Rams fans in LA don't exist. If you want to reclaim home field advantage, go back to St. Louis. Like, that, you had an incredible fan base, and now you have to restrict ticket sales based on zip code for an AFC championship game? I agree with Jenks. I think it's NFC. Excuse me. I agree with Jenks. I think it's embarrassing. I think it's really just like a pathetic move.
This sucks. This really sucks. Seriously, as a fan, this sucks. If you follow your team, you're telling me that if you follow, unless you have the number one seed, if other teams started doing this, you're making a run through the playoffs, but, oh, I can't go to the game because you're restricting ticket sales. This goes against the spirit of the game. I mean, seriously.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious.
Who cares? I feel like if you can give your team an advantage, you should be doing it. This is like any other competition. You know, like, if I can get a small advantage, I'm going to do it. I don't really care if you say, it's against the spirit of the game. Who cares?
Yeah, but it is like
opposing fans should care. What are you talking about? There's a difference between, you know, packing the stands, making it loud, pumping in crowd noise, and restricting ticket sales. You can't even go to the damn game. Like, that's stupid. Imagine yourself on the other side here. I don't have a dog. Imagine if you're a Niners fan, you want to go to the game, but you can't because the home team has decided to restrict ticket sales. If you're a Titans fan and you got on the road and they've been on an incredible run, but you can't go because the team you're visiting has decided, nah, you can't have tickets. What's the fun in that? Like, I don't give a damn who wins this game, but that sucks as a fan. This game exists because of fans. And when you start saying you can't come to the game because we're restricting ticket sales, like, what are we doing here? There's a difference between saying we're going to make it hard for you, we're going to make it loud. If you want a home field advantage, have a home field advantage, but don't be so weak that you can't buy tickets. What's the point in even having games if you're restricted from going to a game you want to go to?
That's the issue for me is, like, Matthew Stafford had to go to a silent count the last time these two teams played, and they played in L.A. Like, the home field
that's why they're doing this.
Right, but that's also kind of why it's stupid. If you wanted a home field advantage, you shouldn't have moved the team to L.A. You knew there were no fans there. Like, that's your fault. You had an incredible fan base in St.
Louis. Why would you not do everything
in
your power to win a game? If this is a disadvantage for you, try to make light of it and do something to limit
it. You know what?
If it's a disadvantage for you, who would be on my side in this argument? Bill Belichick.
If it's a disadvantage for you, too bad, because you made taxpayers build your stadium and nobody wants to go to it. Your fault. Give me a break. After the loss to the Rams, Tom Brady was noncommittal about his football future.
I haven't put a lot of thought into it, so, you know, we'll just take it day by day and see, kind of see where we're at.
Love it or fade it. If Brady comes back, Bucks are the odds-on favorite to win the NFC next year, Chelsea.
No. Why would they be? Like, I think you could make an argument for them being the favorites to win the NFC, especially with all of their receivers back, but Antonio Brown ain't coming back. Still have questions about this team. Like, if you lose your first-round playoff game, would you really be considered the favorite to win the NFC next year? Like, I don't think so. No.
No, I'm fading this. I think the Rams would be favored. They own the Bucs this season. They won twice. And I know time is undefeated except for Tom Brady. He'll probably come out, if he plays next season, have an incredible year. But I just think that the Bucs – I don't want to say the Bucs' window is closing. That's not true. They're still a very good team. I just don't believe they're the best team in the NFC. I thought the Packers were better. I thought the Rams were better. And we saw that play out this season. So the Bucs will be one of the favorites, but I don't think they would be the favorite. No, I'm fading it.
Yeah, I would fade it as well. One, I don't think Brady's coming back, honestly. I really, like, all the tea leaves I'm reading, it very much feels like he's retiring. And also, they're kind of just maybe not that good. Like, the skill positions are going to be rough. Gronk is not getting younger, and he looked slow yesterday. Like, I really, I don't feel like they have a very easy path to getting considerably better for next season. If Brady comes back, do we really think that he's just, like, at some point, it feels like he's hit a wall. Yesterday wasn't his best game either. He missed a lot of throws. He hasn't really been great since November. I don't think that they would be the favorite to win the NFC.
Whoa. Tom Brady still led the league in passing at age, what, 44? I am not ready to buy that he's retiring. And I get, like, there's a lot of things coming out that I see why you're saying that. But still, do we think that he has come this far and taken whatever he's taken to make him look 33 again just to leave the game?
I do.
Like, I'm not sold on it.
I think he can see, like, he won the Super Bowl he won last year. He has an opportunity to go out when he's still great rather than go out looking like Grandpa Simpson. So I think that he'd, like, takes this exit.
For more, listen to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.